episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another lovely episode of the Pickled Dingo Podcast. Hope you will enjoy this show about UFOs, aliens, and other far-out things. Sit back and let the sound blast your head off.
Other than the question of perception, scientists point to physics-related problems to disprove the theory that we are being visited by extraterrestrials.
We now believe that our universe is nothing but a tiny bubble. A bubble floating in a much larger hyperspace. Cosmologists don't really believe in a universe anymore. We believe in a multiverse. A megaverse. A bubble. That are constantly springing into existence. Expanding like in a Big Bang. So in other words, our universe may coexist in an ocean of other universes.
Hello?
Hey, little angel.
Hello?
Hey, little angel.
About 38 silver-dollar pancakes. And about a gallon of
sherbet.
And a fresh
tea.
Many scientists say the stars are so far away, hundreds, thousands of light years away, that any intelligent being would take thousands of years to reach the Earth, making it impractical. But you see, we have to go beyond Einstein. We have to go to the general theory of relativity, where it is possible, we think, that you might be able to go faster than the speed of light. And even beyond that, to the quantum theory, to the unified field theory, in which all bets are off. So I think that the fundamental mistake that many scientists make is that they assume that extraterrestrial beings are only 100, 200 years beyond our civilization, not thousands, millions of years.
I can't even well explain what this material is. The government and their political fairy tale cover story.
Next to the anthill, they're building a 10-lane superhighway. And the question is, would the ants be able to communicate or understand what a 10-lane superhighway is? Would the ants be able to understand the technology, the intentions of beings building a 10-lane superhighway right next to the ants? Let's say, however, you go down to the ants and you say to the ants, I bring you trinkets. I bring you beads. I bring you knowledge. I bring you nuclear energy. I bring you DNA technology. I bring you utopia. Take me to your leader. Is that what you say when you bump into ants? No. Most people simply step on a few of them. Now, if we are really a type zero civilization, and beings of a type three civilization can soar across hyperspace, they are perhaps millions of years more advanced than us. The distance between us and ants would be the same comparable distance between type 3 and a type 0 civilization. In other words, we are so arrogant, we're so conceited, that we say they must visit us.
Y una daña que tardará.
Other than the question of perception, scientists point to physics-related problems to disprove the theory that we are being visited by extraterrestrials. Is the expansive distances that separate the stars, which seem at first glance uncrossable, even traveling close to the speed of light?
Anti-gravity centrifuge engine. On the inside of every disc is a hollow donut or torus. The torus is wound with an electrical coiling specific to vortex geometry. The inside of the torus is hollow and filled with a very special kind of fluid with two very important characteristics. It is both a ferrofluid, which has magnetic properties, and a superfluid, which achieves zero viscosity when supercooled, making it flow with no resistance, as well as changing the quantum phase statistics which govern its motion. The fluid particles become bosons instead of fermions, and the quantum phase statistics which govern their motion change. The fluid becomes a boson instead of a fermion, and no longer obeys the Pauli exclusion principle. And that's when all kinds of interesting things begin to happen. The most interesting is gravitomagnetic space-time warping and the creation of artificial gravity vortexes. These would suck the space-time in around the sides of the craft and spit it out through the bottom, creating a wave for the craft to ride on, so to speak. Of course, it's all theoretical, that is, until the results of NASA's Gravity Probe B come back in late fall of this year. Then we will know for a fact if it is possible to create a strong enough gravity vortex to counter the Earth or propel us through space at ludicrous speeds. Gravity Probe B will test the predictions of Einstein's general theory of relativity by measuring the curvature precession of rotating superspherical quartz crystals. The spheres are coated with a superconducting niobium and rotated in the most accurate gyroscope ever built by man. The rotating superconductors have the same effect as a rotating superfluid because they are both Bose-Einstein condensates. The gyroscopes are then loaded into an apparatus and placed into a tank of liquid helium called the Dewar vessel, which will keep them supercooled below their lambda point. For additional information on Gravity Probe B, just go to nasa.gov.
Look at the fish. into the fish. Look at the fish. Up, up, up into the fish. Look into the fish. Up, up, up. Look into the third dimension. When I was a child, I used to go to the Japanese tea garden in San Francisco, and I used to look at the fish, the carp swimming in a shallow pond. I used to go down and look at the fish and wonder what would it be like to live in two dimensions. These fish could only move forward, backward, left, and right. And I imagined what a strange universe it must be. The concept of up, up into the third dimension was alien to them. I could put my nose right next to the fish, and they would never know that there was something called hyperspace. Today, many physicists believe that we are the fish. We move forward, backward, left, back, right, up, down. And we say that's all there is. What you see is what there is. However, we now believe that there is a theory of everything. Read the mind of God, as Albert Einstein would fondly say. We think that there is a higher theory called M theory that exists in 11 dimensions. Dimensions where we have strings and membranes that pulsate. And we now believe that our universe is nothing but a tiny bubble. A bubble floating in a much larger hyperspace. In other words, cosmologists don't really believe in a universe anymore. We believe in a multiverse, a megaverse of bubbles that are constantly springing into existence, expanding like in a big bang. So in other words, our universe may coexist in an ocean of other universes. Now, 5-10 years ago, this notion was considered bizarre. Bizarre. Science fiction. Not anymore. In the last 5 years, the data is almost conclusive. We have something called inflation. The fact that the universe expanded in many stages, one an extremely rapid stage of expansion. The only way to explain this rapid expansion is to assume that our universe is a bubble, coexisting with other bubbles in a multiverse, in a megaverse of universes.
That was pretty fucking far out in my opinion. We hope you liked the show. Please come back again for another episode of the Pickled Gizmo Podcast. Bye bye now.